Our meditation for this morning is going to be based upon our gospel reading, and in particular, Jesus' answer to someone's question who asked how many people were going to get into heaven, and our Lord's response saying, "Make every effort to enter heaven through the narrow door." Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The date was January 27th, 1967. The sun had already set on what had been a very long day. Nothing had gone right for hours, as hundreds of men feverishly worked to solve all kinds of problems. You see, launch of Apollo 1 was only weeks away, and America was in the home stretch of getting to the moon before the Russians. But our nation wasn't going to achieve that goal unless the technical glitches being encountered were solved. In what was referred to as a plugs-out test, the three astronauts who would be making the maiden voyage of this brand-new spacecraft, Gus Grissom, Ed White, and Roger Chaffee, sat in their sealed, pressurized capsule when suddenly, at 6:31 p.m., one of the astronauts shouted, "We've got a fire in the cockpit." But being a small enclosed space filled with pure oxygen, the truth was, once the fire had started, there was no way to extinguish it. Furthermore, the door of the Apollo capsule had been designed for use in outer space and generally took 2 minutes to open, an eternity if you're burning to death. Many of you who are old enough may remember the events of that day, as well as the gruesome details that followed, how Grissom and White had left their seats in a valiant yet vain attempt to open the hatch. But given the difference in air pressures and the complexity of the door mechanism, no person could have opened that door. So on that day, nearly 51, 53 years ago, three men died primarily because people had come to the conclusion that nothing bad could happen, and who likewise gave little thought to the door through which men needed to pass through in order to escape death. The accident investigation that followed essentially found that the people at NASA had developed a false sense of security. Imagine, if you will, God assigning some angels the job, following the final judgment, the job of investigating why so many people ended up not going to heaven. One might suppose the report would look a little like that one following the Apollo 1 tragedy, that people all over the world had developed a false security in their salvation, that is, one not based upon Christ, and because people paid little or no attention to the doorway that leads to heaven. And this is the sad truth about so many people, that folks go through life giving little or no thought about that door with which we must all pass at some point, and that people have convinced themselves that nothing bad can happen when they die. But Jesus makes it pretty plain in our text for this morning that for many, they will actually find the door to heaven locked and God refusing them entrance because in life they had chosen to reject or ignore God. Luke tells us that while Jesus was making his way to Jerusalem, someone in the towns he was passing through was apparently curious about the number of people who were going to be in heaven, and so asked our Lord about it. But rather than simply respond with a number, Jesus tells a story emphasizing the importance of knowing and confessing Christ before death closes our eyes, because Jesus said, "The door to heaven will only be open to those who know the truth." Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Those who believe and trust that Jesus took our sins away on the cross because it was there that God the Father laid on him our sins and making his cross a life-giving tree, a door to heaven for all who trust in him. Doors. We tend not to pay too much attention to them until, that is, we are confronted with one that is locked and that we can't open. But that is why Jesus came and why he established his church and called you good folks into it, to escort those currently living in unbelief to the door that leads to heaven, Jesus. Our Lord declared in John's Gospel, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved." Therefore, he tells us, "Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able." Narrow in the sense that access to heaven isn't wide, allowing for some other means besides Christ. But those words just may be the most unpopular words ever spoken, because they destroy the popular notion that all roads and faiths lead to heaven. The belief that Jesus is just one of many avenues to God, and if Christianity works for you, great. But everyone has to decide their own path, and don't worry, it'll all work out in the end. But Jesus plainly tells us that there are no other doors to heaven except Him, and that any other faith or striving will only lead people to stare at a closed, locked door to paradise when they die, and they will hear God declaring, "I don't know you. Go away." Indeed, unless you bear the name of Christ and belong to the family of God before you die, you will not be a part of it in eternity. So, how does one obtain this name? How does one obtain the assurance that heaven won't be closed to them when they die? The answer is through faith in Jesus, who promised that there are many rooms in His Father's house for those who follow Him, and through baptism, which adopts us into the family of God. The striving to which Jesus alludes in our text are those daily struggles and battles against the forces of evil and our sinful flesh that we must engage in, and where our sinful nature does not want to give up control of our lives to God and His will, and to trust in Christ alone for our salvation. But Jesus tells us to strive against those forces that seek to restrain us from placing our faith in Him, and He assures us that we will not be denied access to heaven and God. Furthermore, He backed up His promises of heaven to those who follow Him by rising from the dead, proof positive that our trust in Him is not misplaced. And so, as you can see, it is a narrow door through which we must pass. In a similar sense to the tragedy of Apollo 1, which I described earlier, if you think about it, we too are trapped in the flames of sin, which will destroy us in hell unless we can escape. And while the situation may seem grim and hopeless at times, know with certainty that Jesus flung that door open for you when He died on the cross, and has reached into our world to pull you and me out, so that someday, when the time is right, we can pass through the narrow door that leads to heaven. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, may keep your hearts and your minds firmly in Christ Jesus our Lord forevermore. Amen.